Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, global tribe of disruptors, wherever you may be. This is Coach Nick and the Dudes of Disruption, disrupting your automatics, disrupting your automatic way of being, your automatic way of thinking, your automatic way of doing. Today's show is episode 120, and it's called Contribution. You can catch all 119 previous episodes of the Dudes of Disruption on Podomatic and on iTunes. You're listening to Coach Nick. I'm Coach Nick. We got the Dudes of Disruption. I'm an author, speaker, facilitator around transformational and leadership topics, and my favorite, a committed disruptor.
We're here
to awaken humanity. So everyone, and I mean everyone, gets to leave their mark. I deliver transformation and disruption in the area of leadership development, corporate culture and engagement, team dynamics, and personal development. We run a men's group here in New York City. Yes, a men's group, men who are committed to personal transformation. If you want more information about joining our men's group or just to come check us out, email me at coachnick@coachnick.com. We have another dude in the studio, Sam Leibowitz.
Hey out there, dudes.
He is the conscious consultant.
Yes. Thank you, Nick, as always, for including me on your podcast. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Yes, and thank you for your contribution. Speaking of contribution. Right?
Yeah, I had to mix it up there for you.
You had to mix it up, right. So today's show is about contribution. This is episode 120. And Sam, I'm reminded of contribution because our men's group, since I just mentioned our men's group, about a month ago just came back from Haiti. We, or I should say 23 of us, went on a service trip to Haiti.
And that's big contribution.
Big contribution. We raised $35,000. We raised the money for a school down there called Hearts in Haiti, and the money went to the construction of a new library along with support new scholarships for new students to go to the school. And so 23 of us about a month ago went down there to start the construction of that library and also meet the children. And I realized the importance of contribution in so many ways, including the less obvious, and that's what I really want to share today.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. I mean, that must have been quite an experience.
It really was. It was an awesome experience, and I'll be saying more about that as we talk. So Sam, as you know, we start every show with a quote, a sentiment, something that helps set a context. So I'm going to take a quote from Zig Ziglar.
Ooh.
He's a classic.
He is a classic. Love Zig.
And I think his sentiment really captures contribution and what it can do for you and for others. Zig Ziglar says, "You can have everything in life you want if you just help other people get what they want. You can have everything in life that you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want." What do you think about that, Sam?
Oh, it's a classic. I like to express it slightly differently. I was like, if you help enough people achieve their dreams, you never have to worry about your own dreams.
Love that.
Yeah.
Ooh, look at you. Drop the mic.
Yeah.
Drop that mic that you're speaking into.
Boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. It's so true because sometimes, you know, we get so focused on our own goals and what we want and what we're trying to do, we forget that, like, when we're in service, when we're in contribution, when we're really supporting other people to help them achieve what they're looking to achieve, the gratitude and the love, as we've talked about in other episodes, that people feel for your support, they will support you until the end of time.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to share a story from this recent service trip that we did to Haiti. As I mentioned, our Dudes of Disruption men's group did this service trip about a month ago. We raised $35,000. We went down there for several days, 23 of us did, and we started the construction of a new library. And while I'm down there, right, I get into an argument, Sam. So here I am.
Ooh.
In this very loving environment, highly connected, highly intimate, doing good work, as they say, and I get into an argument. I get into an argument with one of the other dudes.
Ah, I was going to ask you, with who?
It was with another dude.
Another dude.
And we get into an argument, and it gets kind of icky, and it gets kind of sticky, and it gets kind of fugly, right?
Mm.
And on the trip, one of the people that came on the trip is my stepdaughter, my 12-year-old stepdaughter.
Ah.
And at the end of the argument, we ended up And there's no coincidences in life, because as the argument is heating up, the van has to, we're in a van actually, just to make matters worse for everybody else, because everyone else has to hear it. No accidents in life that we end up having to stop to take a bathroom break, etc. Right? I guess everyone had to go and vomit probably from listening to the two of us. And by the way, I was the culprit, so I take full responsibility for the nonsense that went on. However, what my stepdaughter said to me when we got off the van, she said, "You know, you argue really, really well. You argue in the most eloquent way. You are really passionate. You are really well informed. And it's really hard to argue with you." Ooh. I've noticed that it's really tough, because when you want to be right, you're going to be right. And because you're informed and you're passionate and you're strong, you're usually going to get your way, but it's really not easy to be with you there. This is a 12-year-old.
Wow. Boom.
Boom, 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 right?
Oh,
now, why
God.
Am I sharing this story? Here I am on this service trip having an argument, and a 12-year-old shares her observation of how I'm conducting myself inside of relationships, right?
Right.
Now, again, obviously, there's other sides to me.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, what I want to share with everyone is that the ultimate value of contribution is the opportunity to learn about yourself.
Absolutely.
Yes, there's the obvious, which is in this case, we went to the Hearts in Haiti school in Haiti. We met the kids. We created a connection. We raised money for scholarships. We raised money to build a new library, and we started to build that library. All awesome. And here's what's in it for you. You get to learn. That's the disruption here, is that one of the best reasons for being in contribution, for being outwardly focused, for being giving, is to learn, is right. to notice your triggers, to notice what inspires you, to notice what makes you uncomfortable, to notice what your blind spot may be so that you can loosen the grip on that blind spot, or to at least bring it to the surface. It's contribution is for you. It's an opportunity for you to notice so that you can grow, so that you can continue to be and to create magic out in the world. Yeah. That's the disruption here, is to use contributions as an opportunity for personal and professional development. So yes, go and read your books and go to your workshops and, you know, come to my workshops and hire me to coach. Yes, and listen to the podcast. Please do all those things. It would be much appreciated. And go do lots of contribution work, because you will learn so much about yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it just listening to you tell that story, it just so reminded me of that old adage, you can be right or you can be happy, but you can rarely be both. And it's kind of, what are we choosing in the moment? Are we choosing to be right or are we choosing to be happy?
Yes.
What's our contribution?
Yes.
And how do we contribute? Because oftentimes, trying to, quote-unquote, prove ourselves as right is not being in contribution.
Yes, exactly. Let me give you another example of learning, right? And so I just shared about myself, where I had this argument, this 12-year-old shared her observation. And by the way, ever since that feedback that she gave me, I've really been spending a lot of time with it and really, really noticing where I show up that way and the impact that it has and how do I disrupt that. So we had another dude from our Dude to Disruption men's group who could not actually go to this Haiti service trip. And he was pretty bummed out. Because he couldn't go, he had some family obligation that was going on, and he couldn't participate. And he felt really disconnected throughout the process. So again, and here's now the power of contribution. Now, what's going on also in his life is that he's somebody who's also looking for new employment.
Okay.
And what he decided to do was to use this thing called Haiti, this contribution, this service trip called Haiti, as a way to find out, well, how can I get creative? Because if I can get creative here and find a way creatively to stay connected to this process, even though I may not physically be going there, but how do I creatively still be a part of the experience? Maybe I can use those lessons and apply it to my job search. Use those lessons to apply it to my relationship with my kids, with my wife, with my neighbors within my community. And so one of the things that he got connected to was how to become creative. And so here's a guy who couldn't go, and what he decided to do was he has kids that are in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did was he had his kids, he went to the school, and he enrolled the teacher and the principal and the students to start a pen pal process.
Oh,
now, how cool is that?
That's amazing.
And so what he did was he had his kids and their class write letters to kids at the Hearts in Haiti school in Haiti.
Wow.
And then while we were in Haiti, we brought the letters with us, mm-hmm. gave it to the kids who they wrote to, and then those kids were writing letters while we were there and gave it to us to give back to the, you know, to me to give back to the kids here in the New York area. What's my point? My point is what he learned, which is what contribution offers you when you're in the mindset of giving and being in service and being outwardly focused. What he learned, or what this example offers, is he got creative in how to be part of the experience. And here's what's even more amazing about it, right? Listen, we did good work. We were down there for several days. We started the construction of the library. We raised all this money. But what they've done, actually, is they've continued this pen pal process.
Oh, wonderful.
So here's something that actually has taken a life of its own beyond the trip, beyond the money that we offered or raised. And now they've got this pen pal process going back and forth between the kids here in New York and the kids in Haiti. That's the power. That is the power that contribution offers when you're on the road to being outwardly focused.
Exactly. And it's a great lesson also that contribution doesn't have to look like one thing.
Yes.
You know,
thank
so
you.
Often we think that, oh, contribution has to be money or our time or our labor, but contribution can be our ideas.
Yes.
Contributions can be something outside of the box.
Yes.
If we're just willing to put the time and the effort into saying, well, I can't do this, but what can I do?
Yes.
Not what can't I do?
Yes, exactly. Sam, you know, I like to share research, so I'm going to share a little bit of research here related to contribution and being in a giving space. So year after year, there are studies that show that when you are generous, when you are giving, and when you are in contribution, that it reduces stress, that you go to the doctor less, your health costs actually go down. It enhances one's purpose in life, which, by the way, helps to build your resiliency muscle because you're inspired, because you're connected to something greater and bigger than yourself. Mm. It, by being a giving person, by being outwardly focused, by being in contribution, research shows that it helps to reduce depression and anxiety. It also shows that it enhances one's lifespan.
Mm.
I also found research that showed that your marriage is stronger and longer, and that your level of job satisfaction goes up when you are operating from a place of contribution and from a place of being outwardly focused. So, Sam, I have a question. And for the disruptors out there watching right now on Facebook and soon to be listening on Podomatic or on iTunes due to disruption. So with all this evidence, why is it so challenging to get ourselves to focus outward and make a difference for others? Like, what's the deal?
You know that old expression? I used to feel so sorry for myself because I had no shoes until I met the man who had no feet.
Oh, man.
We always see our own problems.
Yes.
We're so caught up in our own stuff that
yes.
we don't stick our head up and look around and see what other people are dealing with.
Yes.
You know, some of the best things to do, we talk about around Thanksgiving time all the time, is volunteer, go to a soup kitchen,
right.
serve a meal, be in contribution to somebody who doesn't have a family instead of complaining about, you know, your cousin's overcooked turkey or something.
Right. What's that sentiment again, Sam?
I felt so bad for myself because I had no shoes until I met a man who had no feet.
So what you're describing to me is, in that sentiment, is what contribution allows you to do. When you're in a contribution way of being, when you're giving, it takes the significance off of us, which is what your sentiment reminded me of. So when we look outward, we eliminate our significance, which is really code for ego. which is really code for, like, you know, not, you know, feeling sorry for ourselves, which is ego based, right? Which is inwardly focused, right? When we eliminate our ego, our heart and our love becomes present and takes over. Our heart and our love really becomes the lead story rather than our significance of what I don't have or what I'm not getting or what's happening to me. When we eliminate our ego, when we eliminate our significance, if you will, the focus is on you.
Right.
And we versus what's in it for me or what am I getting. When we're being significant, and we've all been there, by the way, when we're being significant, it creates an experience of being alone in the world. Mm-hmm. It also creates an experience of scarcity. Mm-hmm. It creates an experience of ickiness. It's like people don't even want to be around you when you're so significant. Like your issue, your stuff is so much bigger than everybody else's, right? When we're significant, it feels like, or the experience is like, something is just wrong. Mm-hmm. Or that I'm not getting mine. Mm-hmm. And when we're in that place, our ego, again, is wide open and present. I actually think when we are in this space called I'm significant, we actually become even less creative.
Sure.
And I think we really start to play and think in a small game.
Absolutely.
So being focused out, again, takes the significance off of me, which I believe is the quickest way to get out of a rut, by the way. When you're in a rut, when you're in a breakdown, when you're in an upset, the quickest way to get out of it is actually to look out, is to be in contribution.
Right.
By the way, that's very what I'm describing is very Kabbalistic. I took Kabbalah.
Oh, did you?
I took Kabbalah.
You're full of surprises.
I'm full of surprises, yes. Another disruption.
Yeah.
So when I took Kabbalah, one of the things that was left with me was, and I'm paraphrasing here, obviously, so with all due respect to the teachings, in Kabbalah, what I got, at least, my interpretation, so maybe a safer way of saying it, my interpretation is that when you are in breakdown or when you are in upset, the way out, the quickest way out, the most efficient way out of that rut or being in that cave, if you will, especially for men, that's where we go to, is to actually look out. Is to actually be in contribution. Because by being in contribution and looking out, what the teaching taught me, at least, again, my interpretation, is that it takes the significance off of me. And by the way, when I'm looking out and doing something in contribution for someone else, it creates a positive experience. It creates a positive feeling, both for the other person and for me. It creates a deeper connection with that person or with that group. How can you help not creating a connection with that group? In our case, with our men's group, how could I not create a greater connection with the kids, the students, and even the faculty at the heart school? So even if I was in a bad mood, or I was tired, or I was worried about money, or wherever I was, or I was in an argument with somebody, by being in the service trip for several days and working on the library and being with the kids and being with my men's group down there, of course I'm going to get myself pulled out of it because I'm now connected to something much larger than myself.
There's another important thing, though, that contribution also does, and that your trip to Haiti is a perfect example of that. And that is contribution creates community.
Yes. Ooh,
right?
Yes.
It brought the men's group together in a way of something outside of themselves that you guys bonded together. And even if there were triggers along the way, things didn't always go smoothly, still that experience creates community.
Yes.
It's something that you're able to share and share with each other that's kind of unique, that gives everyone involved a sense of, hey, I'm part of something here. I'm not alone.
Yeah, and I believe human beings, and again, many folks have talked about this topic, what human beings crave and need, for that matter, is connection or AKA community.
Yes.
I mean, it's why we have a men's group.
Right.
It's why there are churches. It's why there are clubs. It's why there are synagogues. There's why there's religions. It's why there's lots of things where people come together because people want to be connected.
Absolutely.
And I agree with you. I think contribution is a way to create community because you are actually, what you're actually doing, and there's studies on this, is that it creates a connection between both the giver and the receiver.
Right.
There's actually a study There's a study that the University of North Carolina did that shows a high emotion of gratitude that's built between both the giver and the receiver. So that just to build and ride your coattails, Sam, yeah. is that there are studies that prove what you're saying, which is when you're in contribution, you actually – one of the outcomes is community.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You see it over and over again, and that's why it's like if you're feeling disconnected, contribute. You're
yes.
feeling lonely, contribute.
Yes.
You're feeling, you know, woe is me. Find a way to contribute.
Yes, exactly.
It's the antidote for so many of the things that ail us. And it's so important to us. I mean, they've shown that people who have strong community around them live longer.
Yes.
They live healthier.
Yes.
When you have people you can talk to and confide in and tell your deep, dark secrets to, you live
yes.
a better, healthier, longer life.
Well, I shared that study earlier that yes. folks who... That folks who are who make contribution part of their life actually do live longer,
yeah.
have happier marriages, have a higher level of job satisfaction. Mm. All roads lead to good things when you're in contribution. Let me just share a couple of other ways that you can be in contribution.
Sure.
Right. Some of the sort of you know under the radar kind of ways.
Mm.
Okay. One of the ways to be in contribution is just to share with people. Share honestly and vulnerably, right? I hope that when I share a story like I did at the beginning of this podcast about the argument I had and who I was being and mm-hmm. the experience I was creating, right?
Mm-hmm.
That I was, and I meant to share that from an authentic, vulnerable, honest place, that share allows others to feel safe to share, or it allows others to connect to, oh yeah, I've been there too, or I can go to that place too, or some version of that. And maybe we can learn from each other that way. I think sharing is one of the easiest ways to be in contribution because you don't have to raise $35,000 like we did.
Right.
You don't have to fly to Haiti. Right. You don't have to physically build any libraries. You can just share like I just did. You can share with your kids, with your family, with your spouse, with your coworkers, with your neighbors. Just share. Like and because I always, you know, in our men's group, we have a private email group
mm-hmm.
where we can email each other. And it is actually one of our core values is to share with each other
right.
because through sharing, we can create connection. Through sharing, we can actually learn. Through sharing, I can have the experience of, oh, I'm not alone in the world. How cool is that? Because I don't want to go through life feeling alone in the world.
Nice.
So that's another way to be in contribution. A second way, or again, sort of the under the radar kind of ways to be in contribution, is to let people love you. Is to let them surprise you, especially on your birthday, for example. Is to let them celebrate you on your special occasions. It does something for them.
Right.
It does something for the other person when you allow them to take care of you, even if you're not feeling well, for example.
Right. And just think of yourself. How much do you love to help other people? How much do you love to support other people? So if you know what a good feeling it is for you, why would you deny that for somebody
yes.
else?
Yes.
So if you're in need, if you need support, let people know it to give them the opportunity to support you. Don't hide that fact because you're denying somebody else the ability to feel good by helping you.
Yeah, and I'm going to go back to that study from the University of North Carolina that shows that the emotion of gratitude builds a high-quality relationship and bond between the person who's giving and receiving. It's not just gifts. It's also loving each other, letting people love you, letting people surprise you, letting people take care of you. You know, I've had so many people, you know, who over the years have said, you know, I'm good. I don't need anybody.
Yeah.
Don't be stingy.
Right.
Don't be stingy. Don't be so, you know, you don't have to go out. By the way, being loved and letting people take care of you is not a sign of weakness.
No.
It's actually a sign of you being powerful because what you're doing, again, is showing people, listen, lead by example. If you let people love you, you let people take care of you, you let people partner and support you, you're showing them that it's okay.
Exactly. And that's one of the key things. And you briefly mentioned it before, and I really wanted to point it out to people that one of the biggest contributions we can give is being the example of the right way to live.
Yes.
Which means a sharing when we need to share, allowing other people to support us, supporting other people, self-care, all of that. By being an example for others of how to do that properly, you're being in contribution because you're sharing your example and inspiring them to do the same. And yes, that is no small thing.
Yeah, and the last under-the-radar kind of way of sharing, I mean, of contributing, I should say, is to listen to people.
Yes.
I mean, literally, just listen without having to respond or feeling compelled to respond, without feeling compelled to do anything or to act upon anything, is just to listen. People just want to be gotten.
Yeah.
People just want to be heard. People just want their perspective, or even their being for that matter, to be appreciated or to be noticed. I always tell, when I'm doing leadership development programs, I always tell leaders, you don't have to agree with your people. Just get them. Yeah. The reason why they keep coming back to you and recycling the same conversation or bringing up the same complaint is because they don't feel gotten. They don't feel like you really heard or understood them. Listen, agreeing all the time is boring.
Yeah.
It's why we have brainstorming sessions. It's why we have collaboration. It's why we talk about diversity as being important in life and in the workplace and at home. It's because we want diverse thinking. Right. Because that's valuable. So it's not about agreeing, it's about getting people.
Yeah.
It's about meeting people where they are. And I think that's actually an act of contribution, because I believe, in my experience as a facilitator, trainer, coach for now almost 20 years, Sam, and I don't know if you have the same experience, but I believe that what most people want is to be gotten and to be understood and to appreciate it.
Yeah.
If you agree with me every once in a while, or if we can come to an agreement and create a win-win, awesome. Please, please, please understand me at least.
Right,
appreciate my perspective.
Right.
At least be with my perspective for a moment before you respond.
Right, right. And we don't have to agree, but we don't have to make each other wrong either.
Exactly.
Just because we have difference of opinions, just because we have a difference of philosophy or outlook on the world, doesn't mean we have to make each other wrong.
Exactly.
My experience is my experience. Your experience is your experience. We can both coexist.
Exactly.
We can learn from each other. It also is not a 100% thing, right?
Exactly.
Right? We can take the bits and pieces that resonate with us, and the rest we can put to the side, but we don't have to make each other wrong just because we're not exactly on the same page.
Exactly. So for our global tribe of disruptors, wherever you may be, the question for you, the question for our show is, how are you being the difference for others in the world? How are you being the difference maker in the world? And when I say the world, you can define the world any way you want. You get what I mean. How are you being the difference? The world is a demand for contribution. The world is a demand for people to live outside of themselves. The world is a demand for people to be playing a game beyond just ourselves. So before we go to parting shots, I want to remind everyone to please check out the Dudes of Disruption on social media. You can catch the Dudes of Disruption on Facebook, Dudes of Disruption, on Twitter, DOD Talk Radio. You can email me at coachnick@coachnick.com if you want more information about our men's group, if you want to come as a guest. If you want to know more about the leadership programs I do or executive individual coaching, email me at coachnick@coachnick.com. You can catch the Dudes of Disruption on the podcast, on iTunes and on Podomatic. So, Mr. Sam, and by the way, this is Sam Leibowitz. Sam, thank you again for contributing and for being on our show. Sam, will you tell our folks, the disruptors out there, where they can catch your show? Because you've got a pretty cool show as well.
Yes, I have the Conscious Consultant Hour, which airs every Thursday, 12 noon Eastern Time to 1 p.m. on talkradio.nyc. You can also find the podcast on soundcloud.com. And I'm also on iTunes. Just do a search for the Conscious Consultant Hour.
Sweet.
Thank you, sir.
What's your parting shot?
My parting shot is, if you're feeling low, if you're feeling down, if you're feeling stuck, it's time to contribute. Find a way to contribute to your community.
I love it. My parting shot, Sam, is by being focused out, you notice the beauty in others and you notice the beauty in the world. How could you not? When you're in contribution, you're creating an experience that's beautiful and lovely. You eliminate feelings of being alone. You eliminate feelings of going at it by yourself and being in the cave. And instead, you create a greater sense of belonging and connection, which, Sam, you talked in reference earlier, a stronger sense of belonging and connection to the world. The world is a demand for connection. So ask not what the world can do for you. Ask what I or you can do to make a difference and make the world a better place. How can we contribute to the world versus waiting for the world to contribute to us? By the way, when we contribute to the world, when we contribute to another human, to another group, we're included in that, folks. We're included in that experience. We're going to get ours anyway, just like I did on the Haiti trip. I got mine. By being focused out, you see the abundance that exists everywhere. Your eye is on how much and how great that there is out there. When you're operating from a place of abundance, your level of creativity skyrockets because you don't see or even consider any barriers. So, when in doubt, focus out. 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 You've been listening to Coach Nick and the Dudes of Disruption. You can catch. And couch, I guess. On the couch, you can catch.
On the couch, you can catch.
The Dudes of Disruption podcast on Podomatic and on iTunes. Email me at CoachNick@CoachNick.com if you want to talk. Catch us on Facebook, Dudes of Disruption. We end every episode, including 120, which is called Contribution, with the following sentiment. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened.